بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. الكلام فهو تعالى الشيخ حضرة حكيم محمد أختر صاحب رحمة الله عليه. It's called باغ رب كي غلي. باغ رب كي غلي. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
هي بوري يا غلي بل غي بكلي ہے بری یہ گلی بر گئی بے کلی اے سخی میں چلی میری توبہ بلی ہے بری یہ گلی بر گئی بے کلی اے سخی میں چلی تو ہے گو من چلی مد کا کلبلی سن رہے دل جلی باغ رب کی گلی تو ہے گو من چلی مد کا کلبلی سن رہے دل جلی باغ رب کی گلی پھول مرجا گئے چندنی دل گئی اپنے انجام بھی کہہ گئی بے ہر کلی پھول مرجا گئے چندنی دل گئی اپنے انجام بھی کہہ گئی ہر کلی بے نشا بے نشا ہو گئے ہر نشا قبر میں خاک چانی مگر کیا ملی بے نشا بے نشا ہو گئے ہر نشا قبر میں خاک چانی مگر کیا ملی رس بری آنکتی زلف کالی ملی ہاں بلا بھی مگر اس سے کالی ملی رس بری آنکتی زلف کالی ملی ہاں بلا بھی مگر اس سے کالی ملی میرے دنیا فانی میں ہر سو ملی بے کلی بے کلی بے کلی بے کلی میرے دنیا فانی میں ہر سو ملی بے کلی بے کلی بے کلی بے کلی میں بتاؤں کہ دنیا میں ہے میں بتاؤں کہ دنیا میں سے کیا ملی کوئی مجنوں ملا کوئی لیلی ملی میں بتاؤں کہ دنیا میں سے کیا ملی کوئی مجنوں ملا کوئی لیلی ملی ہاں مگر اہل دل ایسے خوش بخت ہے جن سے اختر مجھے راہ مولا ملی ہاں مگر اہل دل ایسے خوش بخت ہے جن سے اختر مجھے راہ مولا ملی بے نشا بے نشا ہو گئے ہر نشا قبر میں خاک چانی مگر کیا ملی ہے بری اے گلی بر گئی بے کلی، اے سخی میں چلی میری توبہ بلی۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد. This beautiful poem of our honorable Ilyas-Sadala Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Zamana مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ، حضرت واز این امباڈیمنٹ آف دا لو آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اینڈ ٹیچنگ آف ہیئر ایز حضرت فرام ہز ینگ اینڈ ٹینڈر ایج واز ان دا کمپنی آف دا فرینڈز آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اینڈ گین دا لو آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی۔ سو اللہ حضرت از ایڈریسنگ آف ہیئر پرٹیکولرلی دا یوتھ آف ٹوڈے اینڈ حضرت از ایکسپلیننگ دس پوم ان اے بیوٹیفل ایگزامپل، that one sister is telling another sister, or two friends are telling one another. The one that has realized reality is encouraging the other friend, or the one sister who has realized what is reality of life, she is encouraging her other sister that where we should be going to and where we are running to. We are running to all the entertainment and pleasures of this world, and Allah Ta'ala is telling us, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ، run to Allah Ta'ala. There you will see peace, happiness, enjoyment, contentment. So Hazrat is saying here, Bagh Rab ki gali, run to the alley of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Run to the gullies of Allah ta'ala. Don't run to all this haram entertainment. In the beginning it looks very beautiful, very enjoyable. Shaitan, then Allah ta'ala has mentioned also, زُيِّنَ لَهُمْ سُوَ عَمَالِي فَرَاهُمْ حَسَنًا. Their evil actions are beautified for them. Outwardly it looks, they're going to clubs, they're going to sports, they're going to entertainment, all the wrong places. And Hazrat, so the child who has realized coming in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realized that that is just a total deception. وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This whole world is a box of deception. Outwardly, Shaitan makes it look very nice that friends are going together and outing, entertainment, or they're going for adventures or watching sports, and men and boys and girls all mixing, etc. It's outwardly, it looks very splendorous. But when Shaitan gets you involved in the filth and dirt, and then when the ugly head of all that filthy results come out, then you don't know where to turn. Then we see today we hear young girls, boys, 13, 14, they don't even still see life, they are depressed. And now they worry, they want to commit suicide. They hardly see in life. So Hazrat is teaching us here so beautifully that run to the alley of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Don't run in the dirty gullies of sports, entertainment. Hazrat says, hey buri ye gali, bar gayi be kali. That, oh my sister, this alley that you are to, we were in, and you are going towards still, this is a very terrible alley. And this is the sign of real friendship. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ يَعْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Who are the true friends? The true friends are those people that will encourage one another towards good and prevent one another from evil. وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Help one another on good and on piety. And وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Don't help one another on sin and the transgression of Allah. That you, I'm going for the match, you also come. I'm going for this to this club, you also come. No, turn one another's attention in the right direction. So one sister is telling the other sister that this alley of where we are going to, all this clubs and is very terrible. And my recklessness is increasing. That I don't get any enjoyment there. I feel uneasy. It looks, when you come there, it looks very nice. But as when you get little the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you start realizing reality of life, then you'll feel uneasy. And as Hazrat explained, that when you get an iota of the love of Allah ta'ala, or you get just an iota of the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then to stay in filth and dirt, in sin, you become restless and you start feeling totally uneasy. Hey sakhi, mein chali, meri toba bali. So she's telling her sister that you are so liberal, like today you say you must be free-minded.
You mustn't be so rigid. You must have fun also, entertainment also. So she say, oh my sister, you got this open-mindedness and this free type of thinking that no, you must enjoy your life. Me, I feel my tawbah that I have now given up this type of lifestyle. I don't like this. There's no end, there's no joy at all in here. There's only depression. We go for a party, we come back, we are totally in distress. And young girls, boys, taking antidepressants. And from antidepressants, where are you going to land up? You're not going to get sleep. You won't get 1 minute sleep. You'll go into injections and then you'll end up in a mad hospital. And from the mad hospital, even worse, you'll say, life is terrible, let me take my life. And as Hazrat says, that you think that now you'll take your life and get peace in the cupboard. When you see there's no peace, then kaha bhagega? Then where are you going to run? So she's telling her sister, now run away from shaitan and run towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the easiest way, just make tawbah. My tawbah, Allah Ta'ala has kept the doors open, and especially young, the youth, when we make tawbah, Allah Ta'ala appreciates that greatly, that a person realizes that which is the terrible alleys I am going to. So my tawbah is very, very enjoyable to me. Tu hai go man chali, mat dikha kalbali. Although you feel that you are not interested what I'm telling you, and you feel that you're enjoying yourself, but don't show this bravery. Artificially, youngsters want to show they are brave. We going for sports, we going, and what, you acting like a Sufi, and you going to majlis, etc. She's telling her sister, you also don't act so brave. You don't go around with that type of friends that will take you to filth and dirt, and don't show your bravery. Because I'm telling you with a burning heart that I've got feeling for you. It's not that some friends will say you got sour grapes, that you don't, you can't have the fun, so you're stopping us also. Like they say with regard to the mashayikh, the ulama, that they can't go for fun, so they're telling us that no, you don't watch sports, you don't watch the World Cup, etc. All this, he says, no, sun rahi dil jali baag rab ki gali. Now with the pain in the heart, she says, with the burning heart, I'm telling you, oh my sister, run for firru ilallah, run towards the alley of Allah Ta'ala. Don't go towards shaitan. Shaitan is qala lil ikrani kfur, falamma kafara qala inni bari'u min inni akhafu Allah rabbal alamin. Shaitan tells you that go towards kufr and shirk and disbelief and haram entertainment. And when you land up in the filth and dirt, now he says, I'm free from you. I didn't tell you, I fear Allah. Such a big liar and such a coward he is. How can we follow in the footsteps of shaitan? And how can we become the friends of shaitan that falling into our passion and desires? Now she, Hazrat, gives a beautiful outward example of it. That the outward glitter and glamour of this entertainment and fun and going to these resorts, especially this time of the year, what a stupid, the way they teach the young people, that before you even get your results, go to a matric board and go and lose your izzat, lose your honor. When your results come out, you saw you failed. Now you go deeper into depression. And now you want to go to commit suicide. Now parents are also becoming suicidal. How sad, how stupid it is. So Hazrat says, fool murja gaye, chandni dal gaye. Outwardly it was looking so beautiful. You're going into the beautiful garden. But how long is that going to last? The season of autumn and summer and winter is going to come very soon. Then all those beautiful roses and daffodils in that garden, all are just going to dry up. And it's going to look so bad now, you don't even want to go into that garden anymore. And you thought it was the beautiful 14 full moon, you're enjoying yourself. Haram entertainment, illicit love affairs. Now, Hazrat says that all that splendor has just died down. It has just become like a dead candle also. Hazrat says, what is the reality? Apna anjaam bhi keh gayi har gali. Even your end result has said, from every petal it has said, that how a stupid fool I was. What an idiot I was. But then, if you don't realize in this life, and you only realize when Malakul Maut comes, it will be a great shock and too late. Then we'll say, Hatta ila jahadumul maut, qala rabbi zi'uni. Oh Allah, please send me back now. Then, لَعَلِّي عَمَلُ صَالِيًا فِي مَا تَرْضَىٰ. that I'll do now good deeds, that you'll be pleased, O Allah, what I left behind. Allah says, Kalla. We gave you chance all the time, but you didn't take heed. You thought, no, I'm enjoying life. These people don't know what is enjoyment in life. Enjoyment in life is only in one thing. Ala bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. When you run to Allah Ta'ala, in the beginning it looks like very, as Hazrat explained this so beautifully, in the beginning it looks like boring, you're just searching for a majlis, etc. But such was the intention of getting the love of the creator of love. Allah Rabbul Izzah, the creator of enjoyment. And when you search with attention that you want that nur of iman and that nur of the ihsan, the connection with Allah to penetrate your heart, then you see this is real enjoyment. Allahu Akbar. Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh explains, a youngster going to the disco, 12 o'clock at night, he comes and running to Hazrat's house and he says, there I'm going on to the disco floor and something is telling me, fear Allah. They make shukr that from Shaitan's mouth Allah Ta'ala gave you hidayah. And now come, when he attended Hazrat's Majlis and came for Zikr Majlis, he said, I thought there was fun in all that terrible haram music. This is enjoyment. This is where you get peace and contentment, that you to take the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat is teaching us here, Al-Kayyisu Man Dana Nafsa. Who's an intelligent person who just controls his passion and desires for a little while, and not that we can't go in the right environment, see who you make your friends, etc., and then you'll see that that is the real intelligence. Be nisha, ho gayi har nisha, kabar mein khaak chani, magar kya mili. That all those things they thought they were very splendid, even the youth, Allah Ta'ala Hazrat says in another beautiful poem, Kalta nakta jawanika, aje lakab nana nanika. Yesterday you were standing in front of the mirror, think I'm very handsome, very beautiful, very pretty, this type of funny hairstyles, etc. Hazrat says all that has lost its splendor. There's no sign of it. Where have you didn't realize in this world, your body is that made from sand and water, is going to go back into the qabr. And when you reach the qabr, then what you'll see, what did you get? Hazrat explained so beautifully, once Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the masjid and he saw a few people laughing. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, had you thought of the qabr, had you thought of maut, you should have never laughed like that. There you will find there will be serpents there, 70 poisonous, terrible big pythons. And the poison of one python, if it has to fall on the earth, no grass, or one blade of grass won't grow till the day of Qiyamah. So we have to think of our end result. Ras bari aankh thi, zulf kali mili. Ha bala bhi magar usse kya kali mili. He says, he's telling her Hazrat is painting the picture so beautifully, that young sirs and young girls think we are very pretty. Look my splendid eyes, and look at this color eyes of mine, etc. And my black locks, my hair is so beautiful. Hazrat says, yes, you think you look very beautiful with your bare black locks and your splendid eyes. But when you go into the cupboard, what will you get? There is worse, more blackness, and you'll only see darkness in the cupboard. There you'll see no light whatsoever. Here the artificial big lights of the discos, of the clubs, of the malls, where they shaitaniyat, there's no light in there. Light is where there is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the nur of Allah comes in the heart, you'll be able to see all the darkness in the world, and you'll be able to see your right direction. Then Hazrat advises us all and says, Mir, dunya e fani me har su mili, be kali, be kali, be kali, be kali. He says, oh sir, in the temporary, artificial, deceptive world, in every direction where you went for entertainment, what you ended up, like that beautiful rose, it just dried up. Now you don't even want to look at that rose. You're throwing it out into the dustbin. He says, that is what you'll get, just restlessness, restlessness, restlessness. Main batau ke dunya mein sahi kya mili? Hazrat beautifully says, and this is what the friends of Allah Ta'ala are telling us. Should I tell you what you really got in this artificial world of entertainment, of haram, of sports, etc.? Koi majnu mila, koi layla mila. What you got? Somebody became a mad person in illicit love affairs. Somebody became a layla. You're running after this girl. As Hazrat explains, a person visited the mad hospital. And one person wanted a girl by the name of Shabnam. He was in one ward, just Shabnam, Shabnam all the time. Person asking, what happened? He was asking the doctor, what's wrong? This person was in love with Shabnam, he couldn't get her. He went to the next ward, he saw a person like a wild animal. He said, what's wrong with this person? Says, he is the one who got married to Shabnam. So this is what dunya will give us, just madness and nothing. Let us run towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, then we'll realize reality. And Hazrat says, where you will get this? Ha magar ehle dil aise khush bakht hai, jisse akkar mujhe rahe maula muli. Hazrat tells us so beautifully, yes, but the friends of Allah, those who got heart, who didn't give their heart to shaitan, they gave their heart to the creator of hearts, they are such fortunate, such splendid personalities, so honorable, that Hazrat says, oh Akhtar, what did we get? Not the terrible haram false entertainment, we got the road towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. We got the road towards the maker of entertainment, the maker of pure enjoyment, halal enjoyment. So Allah Ta'ala guide us in the right direction.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihil kareem amma ba'd. Kitab Hayatul Muslimin. The right of oneself. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who seeks the lawful of this world so that he may save himself from begging, earn for the fulfillment of the rights of his family, and to see to his neighbor's needs, he will meet Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah with his face shining like the full moon. We learn that to learn to earn wealth to the extent of necessity in order to protect one's deen and fulfill one's obligation is extremely meritorious. The desirability of peace of mind is gauged from this. In the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained what is zuhud. He said, zuhud in dunya, abstinence from this world, is neither from making unlawful what is lawful, and nor from destroying one's wealth. This hadith clearly explains the evil of destroying one's wealth, because peace of mind disappears when one's wealth is destroyed. The hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down both illnesses and medications into this world. He created a cure for every ailment, so continue seeking medication, but do not resort to unlawful medication. This is a clear instruction to seek good health. The hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the stomach is the fountain of the body. The veins come to it to acquire nourishment. If the stomach is sound, the veins take good health with them. If the stomach is unsound, the veins take illness from them. This hadith teaches us to give special attention to the stomach. That the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accompanied by Ali radiallahu anhu, came to Hazrat Umm Munzir radiallahu anha. She says, where unripe dates hanging. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began eating them, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu joined him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ali radiallahu anhu, do not eat these dates, because you are just recovering from an illness. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu then sat down while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued eating. I, Umm Munzir, prepared some beet and barley for them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Ali, eat this. It is more suited to you. This hadith prohibits us from recklessness as regards to our food, because it is harmful to our health. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua, that, oh Allah, I seek your refuge from hunger, for it is surely an evil companion. Mirqat quotes from TV the reason for seeking refuge from hunger. Hunger weakens a person's physical powers and causes mental anguish. This proves the desirability of good health, strength and peace of mind, because starvation causes a loss of all of these bounties. The virtue of hunger, as mentioned in other ahadith, does not necessarily mean that hunger and illness are to be essentially acquired. Rather, the reward for exercising patience over hunger and illnesses is intended. That means if you get sick or there is no food, then you will get reward for making patience. But a person mustn't intentionally go towards that. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, practice archery and horsemanship. Horsemanship is also a physical exercise which increases physical strength. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever gives up archery after having learnt it is not of us. Or he said he has become disobedient. Look at the emphasis on the preservation of one's physical strength. The absence of it was explained under verse number 3. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah Ta'ala than a weak believer. But there is good in both. Bearing in mind that strength is so beloved to Allah Ta'ala, it is required of us to do things which will maintain and increase our strength, and to take precautions against the things which will reduce it. This includes the following: eating too little, sleeping too little, engaging in excessive conjugal relations, which is more than what is within our power, eating foods which cause illnesses, not taking the required precautions when eating, thereby resulting in an illness getting worse or a delay in the removal. So we have to abstain from all of these. We also have to do the following: exercising and running to increase our physical strength. Number two, getting into the habit of walking. Number three, practicing the use of those weapons which the law permits or for which permission can be obtained. At the same time, we must not break the limits of the Shariat nor the limits of the law, because if we do so, the peace of mind and comfort which are required by the Shariat will be destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to understand.